الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a new topic, which is the belief in Allah's destiny. In Islam, you must believe in six pillars, which are Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the day of resurrection, and the destiny, the good and the bad of it. It is the belief in Allah's destiny which is the true test regarding the belief in Islam, as it is related to our daily life, our hopes, and our trials. Inshallah, we will learn in details about the belief in Allah's destiny, as it is the way to accept Allah's decree, the way to accept our lives, and to live it according to Allah's will. We will start by reciting from Surah number 45, verse number 49, to know about Allah's decree or Allah's destiny.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar.
I will be the one to read it until you get it. Okay. Indeed, all things we created with predestination. Okay, so Allah the Almighty is clarifying that whatever we created in this worldly life is with predestination. That is to say that the creation of everything was written in the book of decree. We will recite again about the predestination or Allah's destiny. Alaykum as-salam. From Surah number 33, verse number 38. Recite from Surah number 33, verse number 38.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له. سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا.
There is not to be upon the Prophet any discomfort concerning that which Allah has imposed upon him. This is the established way of Allah with those prophets who have passed on before, and ever is the command of Allah a destiny decreed.
So actually, sister, this is the rule of the belief in Allah's destiny. Allah is clarifying that, and ever is the command of Allah a destiny decreed. Okay? So this is actually how we are supposed to handle all our events in this worldly life. It is Allah's destiny which is decreed. No one can change it, and we must accept it. The belief in Allah's destiny is not valid until you believe in four aspects. Number one, Allah's knowledge. This is the belief that, number one, the knowledge of Allah encompasses all things or covers all things. Number two, not a single atom in the heavens or in the earth falls outside the knowledge of Allah. Number three, Allah knows all of His creation before He created them. This is a very important fact which we must believe in, that Allah, before creating us or creating the earth and the heavens, Allah knows everything about these creations. And then He created His creation. So Allah knows all of His creation before He created them. He knows what they would do by means of His ancient and eternal knowledge. This is a great evidence that regarding how to deal with the events of our life. Allah, by His knowledge, knows what we will do. Everyone, what He will do in this worldly life, Allah has that knowledge. We will recite about these facts from the Holy Quran now, sister, so that it will be clear in our mind regarding the fact that Allah is the all-knower. Allah knows the past, the present, and the future. So whatever we are worried about in the future, Allah knows it. So long Allah knows it, so we can call on Allah to make it easy for us regarding the future, which we are worried about. Why I am calling on Allah to make it easy for me? Because Allah knows the future. And Allah knows my ability, so I am calling on Him to make it, not to put a burden on me more than what I can tolerate. And we will recite now about the knowledge of Allah from Surah number 59, verse number 22. Surah number 59. Surah number 59, Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 22.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم He is Allah, other than whom there is no deity, knower of the unseen and the witnessed. He is the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Actually, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us about His knowledge in this verse of the Quran that He is the knower of the unseen and the witnessed. Okay, the witnessed, maybe the human being know about the witness. They know what is going on around them. But the unseen is only for Allah the Almighty. This is the knowledge of Allah which only Allah has. We will recite again about the knowledge of Allah from Surah number 65, Surah At-Talaq. Surah number 65, verse number 12. Surah number 65, verse number 12.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما
It is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth the like of them. His command descends among them, so you may know that Allah is over all things competent, and that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge.
Okay, so actually, sister, Allah is clarifying that Allah has encompassed all things in knowledge. Okay, whatever knowledge you are interested to know, or you think you can know, is known by Allah.
Wa indahu mafad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين
And with Him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them except Him, and He knows what is the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls, but that He knows it, and no grain is there within the darkness of the earth, and no moist or dry, but that is in a clear record.
What is written in a clear record?
Okay.
I read it because this is very important.
All right.
You know, because if we want to know the meaning of this verse of the Quran, sister, this verse of the Quran is enough for everyone who wants to believe in the oneness of Allah. Okay, because Allah is clarifying that with Him are the keys of the unseen. So the only one who has the keys of the unseen is Allah. So I want to believe in the one who has the keys of the unseen. Okay, because the keys of the unseen equals to my future in this life and my final destination, whether it is a paradise or the hellfire. This is all what I am interested to know. It is only known by Allah the Almighty. Allah is clarifying that He knows what is on the land and in the sea. not a leaf falls, but he knows it. Again, sister, I want you to try to imagine that we are now in the winter and thousands of leaves are falling on the land. Allah is counting every leaf which is falling on the land, all over the earth, in all the forests, in all the places. Okay, so try just to imagine around your house, if you have some trees, how many leaves will fall. And if you try to count them on, for just regarding one tree, it will be impossible for you to stay day and night, 24 hours counting, 1, 2, 10, 15. Then you have to wake up all the night to count. This is only for one tree. Allah the Almighty is counting all the leaves which are falling on the earth. So this is the proof how the knowledge of Allah is so great that we cannot imagine it. It is beyond our imagination to know about the knowledge of Allah. Allah is clarifying also that no grain is there within the darkness of the earth, and no moist or dry thing, but rather it is written in a clear record. Again, sisters, try to imagine the records of the knowledge of Allah, how they are so great that no grain within the darkness of the earth, except that it is written. No grain, for example, in a country like Egypt. Okay? You cannot imagine it. But it is not Egypt, it is not Syria, it is not Lebanon, it is not all Africa, or South America, or America, or Europe. So Allah is recording every grain which is in the earth from the day the earth was created until the day of judgment in a record, because this is the knowledge of Allah the Almighty. So I must in the same second say, O Allah, I believe in your oneness. O Allah, I am your servant. O Allah, I will be obedient to you in every regarding every command, so long your knowledge is beyond my imagination. Okay, so everything is written in a record. We will recite now again from Surah number 20, verse number 110. In these classes, sisters, it is very important to have more Quran regarding the how to believe in Allah's destiny, because inshallah it will help you to become closer to Allah, to believe that He is the most merciful, the all, He has all the knowledge, so that inshallah you will accept His decree. We will recite from Surah number 20, verse number 110. Surah number 20, verse number 110. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is 446. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون به علما.
Okay. The turn of this session.
He, Allah, knows what is presently before them and what will be after them, but they do not encompass it in knowledge.
Okay. That is to say, what he knows, he knows. We don't know what he knows. Okay, but Allah knows, okay, what is present before us and what will happen after us, but Allah knows everything. Actually, this is the proof, sister, that Allah knows everything about us, and everything is known to Him, the past, present, and future. Now we will know about the writing. Okay, because believing in the writing is one of the aspects of the belief in Allah's destiny. Okay? Yes. Important related to the belief in Allah and the mercy of being a Muslim. Being a Muslim equal to submission to the commands of Allah. Be sure that when you submit to the commands of Allah, you are the real winner in this life. Because Allah is the creator who is guiding us to what is the best for us. I don't know Mona much, as Allah knows about Mona more. And again, I always clarify that when my husband planned to come to America, I was totally against this. up to my limited knowledge. You can't imagine. I was crying and crying, and I told him, this will be the big test for me. I will not be able to live, you know, this open community and all of this. And after 1 year, and believe me, sisters, and after 1 year, we were in Iowa City, and it was a farm state, and there was a lot of snow, and it was extremely difficult and very big shock for us coming from, you know, a good life in the Middle East. Okay, I was the one whom I insisted that I will never leave America, and my husband was preparing every 3 months to return, you know. And I told him, Muhammad, I will never return again to the Middle East, inshallah, according to the will of Allah, ever. Okay, and he was so surprised. What happened? You were totally against coming to America for 20 years since I married him. He wants to immigrate, and I told him I will never. But this is the knowledge of Allah. Allah brought me to a place which I was having very wrong knowledge about how I will react to the life in America. But when I come to America and I live the freedom, this is the real freedom of the spirit in America, I feel that I choose Allah. Mm-hmm. Okay, in the Middle East, you obey Allah or follow Allah because everyone, this is the community point of view. I'm a Muslima, I must put hijab, I must pray, I must. But in America, there is no must. When you choose Allah, I choose Allah because I love Allah, I want to obey Allah. So I feel the freedom of choice in America. This is very important for the spirit. I am not doing anything for the sake of anyone except for Allah. You start to feel the sincerity in your relation with Allah. You become closer to Allah. Then you start to feel the mercy of Allah in your life. So you feel that this is what I was looking for all my life, to live the mercy of Allah. Okay, then, inshallah, you know, I started going to the madrasas, and I was teaching in Arabic first, then I start teaching in English, then I feel that now my spirit is alive. When I was a pediatrician, when I was a neonatologist, when I was working day and night, my spirit was not alive. Now my spirit is alive. Alhamdulillah, I am very thankful to Allah that I come to America. So this is, you know, it is clear that we don't know about ourselves as Allah knows. So when Allah planned for me to come to America, it was not against me. Mona, hold on. And since then, I learned that lesson. When life will, put me in situations which I can't understand, I always convince myself that so long it is from Allah, who knows about me more than myself, inshallah, it is the best for me. So now, sisters, let us learn about writing.
I really like this class.
Inshallah, we'll continue
talk
next
about
week.
Some more.
See you, inshallah, next week. Now, to know about the writing, we will recite from Surah number 16, verse number 7. Surah number 16, verse number 7. Surah number 16, 1-6, verse number 7.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله خلقكم ثم يتوفاكم ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم بعد علم شيئا إن الله عليم قدير.
So actually, sister, this is related, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Still this verse is related to the knowledge of Allah, the Almighty, that that Allah knows everything. Okay, Daniel, you can do it.
When Allah created you, then He will take you in depth, and among you is He who is reversed to the most decrepit old age, so that He will not know after having had knowledge, a thing. Indeed, Allah is knowing and competent.
From Surah number 22, verse 70, not Surah number 16, Surah number 22, because actually me also I wrote it here wrong. Surah number 22, verse number 70, because this is not the verse which it is related to writing in the book of decrees. You find it?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض إن ذلك في كتاب إن ذلك على الله يسير.
Okay, Daniel, you can read it now.
Do you not know that Allah knows what is in the heaven and the earth? Indeed, that is in a record. Indeed, that for Allah is easy.
So actually, sister, this is the writing. Okay, Allah is clarifying that whatever is in the heavens and in the earth is in the record, which is actually the book of decree. Okay, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the first thing that Allah created is the pen. He said to it, write. The pen said, what shall I write? The Prophet Muhammad, Allah said, write what will take place until the day of judgment. Whatever is to strike a human being will never miss him, and whatever is to miss him will never strike him. So this is what is written in the book of decree. Nobody can escape Allah's decree, and everything is written. Okay, the third aspect to believe in Allah's decree is to believe in Allah's will. This is the belief that everything that happens in the universe happens by the will of Allah. Whatever Allah wills happens, whatever Allah doesn't will does not happen. Nothing exists outside Allah's will. The evidence for that is from Surah number 6, verse number 40. I will just tell you what Allah said. It is one statement. Thus, Allah does what He wills. Allah does what He wills. Okay, this is the rule of the will of Allah. Everything is up to what Allah wills. We will recite now from Surah number 2, verse number 26, so that we will know more about the will of Allah. And knowing about the will of Allah is the most important aspect regarding the belief in Allah's destiny and belief in Allah's decree, because we are living our life according to the will of Allah, the Almighty. We will learn about this, inshallah, now in more details. It is very important to believe in this. Surah number 2, verse number 26.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah la yastahyi an yadriba mathalan ma ba'udatan fama fawqaha. Fa'amma alladhina amanu faya'lamuna annahu al-haqqu min rabbihim. وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا
يدل This is not the verse which I am looking for. Now we will recite from Surah number 3, verse number 26, to know about the will of Allah. Surah number.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير.
So actually, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying that Allah honors whom He will, and Allah gives whom He will, and Allah takes from whom He will. So it is the will of Allah, because Allah is the owner of everything. It is up to the will of Allah is to give and to take and to raise and to put down regarding the human beings. Now we will recite again many verses of the Quran regarding the will of Allah. We will recite a verse of the Quran which will clarify that Allah guides whom He wills to the straight path. We will recite a verse from the Holy Quran which will clarify that if Allah has wished, He could have put you into difficulties. We will recite another verse of the Quran which will clarify that it is up to the will of Allah to increase your provision. We will recite a verse of the Quran that it is He who shapes you in the womb as He wills. Allah supports with victory whom He wills. Verily Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. Okay? Allah selects for His mercy whom He wills. If Allah wills, He can take you away. Okay? So, in summary, you must know that if you are looking for the provision, it is up to the will of Allah. If you are looking for guidance, it is up to the will of Allah. If you are looking for mercy, it is up to the will of Allah. If you are looking for family, it is up to the will of Allah. Love, up to the will of Allah. Success, up to the will of Allah. Victory, up to the will of Allah. Health, up to the will of Allah. Whatever you are looking for, you will not get it except by the will of Allah. And we will recite now the conclusion of all these verses of the Quran from Surah number 81, verse number 29. Surah number 81, verse number 29. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa ma tasha'una illa an yasha' Allahu rabb alameen. And you don't will except that Allah wills, Lord of the worlds. Okay? This is the reality of the worldly life. Again, this verse of the Quran is equal to the reality of our worldly life. Okay? You don't will except when Allah wills. Who is Allah? Why it is only up to Allah? Because Allah is the Lord of the worlds, the heavens and the earth. Okay, so long He is the Lord, this means that He is the Creator, He is the Knower, He is the All-Knower, He is the Planner, He is the Controller, so it is up to His will. Okay, so my will work if it is going on with Allah's will. Okay, but my will not work if it is against Allah's will. Because only the will of Allah, which is active in the worldly life. Okay? So we must believe in the will of Allah, so that when you feel that all your matters up to the will of Allah, what will be your feeling regarding Allah? You will feel that you need Allah in every second of your life. Not only at the time of disasters and the hardships. No. I need Allah the same need when I am in living in ease. Why? Because I want Allah to keep it. I want the will of Allah to plan for me to live in ease the longest time. So I am in great need of the will of Allah while I am living in the ease. And also I am in great need of the will of Allah when I am living the difficulties of the or the trials, because the will of Allah is the only way for me to be out. None of the human beings can take me out of my difficulty or my hardship except by the will of Allah, because Allah clarified that you don't will except through Allah's will. What is the meaning of this, sister, so that you will have the depths of the belief in the will of Allah? Okay, suppose now I am living with my husband. Okay, and I want my husband to be nice with me, to treat me in a good way, to appreciate me. Okay, so I am trying, you know, to cook the best food and to clean my house and to be nice to him. But unfortunately, he is not responding. Okay, there is no response from my husband. What can I do now? Why? I tried all the means and he is a human being in front of me. I am trying to please him by all the normal means, all the means which are supposed to be successful, but I don't have a success with him. Why? Because it is the will of Allah which is controlling his heart. He is not responding. He is not affected. I am nothing for him. Whatever I do, even if I change myself completely, even I become, what is her name? Angela Jolie. He will not respond. Okay, calm down. Hold on. Okay, because most of the wives, they will change the color of their hair. They will try to, you know, to lose as much as they can from their way. They will put themselves in a lot of pressure for the sake of pleasing their husbands. It is not only up to your husband. Are you pleasing the Lord of the heavens and earth? Are you believing the one who has the will to say to your husband, in a second, be the best husband to your wife? In a second, okay? In spite of the fact that you are not cooking the best food, you are not putting the best clothes, But this is the one who is controlling life. It is the will of Allah. So unfortunately, most of the human beings are playing the game of life with the other human beings. They forget about the only will which is controlling life. Please Allah, Allah will make your life the best life. Forget about the human beings because they cannot function except through the will of Allah. This is the most important regarding the belief in Allah's destiny and Allah's decree. It is only Allah whom I have to focus on keeping my relation with Him in the best way so that His will, okay, will plan for me the best. And I will be all the time reassured that my relation with the one who has the will is the best relation. So inshallah He will take care of me and He will plan the best for me even if I don't feel it. But this is the best for me. So I will be always reassured and I will be always having the best relation with Allah. When you have the best relation with Allah, sister, this will be reflected on everything in your life. It will be reflected in your health. It will be reflected in your personality. It will be reflected on your spirit. It will be reflected on the way how you handle the life with the other people around you. So you are in great need of the feeling that I am in the best relation with Allah and His will is working for me, not against me. This is the most important. How I have this relation when I believe that everything is only up to Allah. So when someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, you give a lot of classes. Hold on. Go and focus on your relation with your family. Use that time which you are driving to classes and preparing and all of this and focus on your relation, for example, with your husband. Try to take more care of your face, of your hair, and take more, classes, go to the gym or whatever. Okay? This will be more beneficial for you. Okay? This is how most of the human beings are living their life. Okay, but when I believe from the depths of my heart that it is only the will of Allah, I will say no and never and ever. Okay, I am pleasing the will of the one who is controlling everything. And when I please Him, He will shower me with the mercy. And the mercy equals the reassurance that I am taking care of you. Don't worry at all. Don't fear anyone. Don't fear the future. Don't fear the wrinkles in your face. Don't fear anything. I am taking care of you. So again and again, sister, have Allah's will as the most important priority. Obedience of Allah. And you are the winner. It is not for the day of judgment. It is for this worldly life. So long you are in the best relation with Him, He will reassure you and He will give your spirit all the peace which your spirit is in need of. Now we will learn about a very important question. So why we have evil in our life? But before learning about evil, we will learn about the fourth aspect of belief in the decree of Allah, which is Allah's creation. Okay, so this is number four. Number one is the knowledge. Number two is the writing. Number three is the will. And number four is the creation, Allah's creation. These are the four aspects of the belief in Allah's decree. Actually, this is the belief that Allah is the creator of all things, including people's actions. Allah is the creator of everything, including our actions. There is no single atom static or in motion, but that Allah has created it. We will recite now from Surah number 39, verse number 62, to know about this fact regarding Allah's creation. Surah number 39, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 62. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل 39:62
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah is the creator of all things, and He is over all things, disposer of affairs.
So we must believe, sisters, that the creator of everything is Allah, the Almighty. So now we learn about the four aspects of the belief in Allah's destiny. Okay, and when you believe in Allah's destiny, inshallah, you will have a life which is full of reassurance and a life full of guidance. Now, there is a question which everyone is questioning regarding evil, regarding disasters and trials. Why Allah is putting us in disasters and trials? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, and evil is not attributed to him. Okay? Evil is not attributed to Allah. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah is not the one behind the trials and the hardships which are facing in our life. So who is behind the trials and the hardships? Why we have trials and the hardships? We have trials and the hardships because life is a test. But what is the cause? What is the cause of trials and the hardships? Why some people are having a lot of trials and hardships and other people are not having, you know, so much trials and hardship? This is a very important question, sisters, because it will help us all the time to learn a very important fact regarding trials and hardships. We will recite now from Surah number 42, verse number 30. I will give you two rules of the Quran which will help you a lot regarding answering these questions. Okay? The question is, why I am not lucky? Why I am not having what I am looking for? Why I am always missing happiness? Why I am the miserable person in this life? Surah number 42, verse number 30. Surah number 42, verse number 30. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ.
Oh, and whatever strikes you, disaster, it is for what your hands have earned, but He pardons much.
Okay, so actually, sisters, this is the reality regarding our problems, trials and hardships. Allah is clarifying that whatever strikes you of disaster, it is for what your hands have earned, but He pardons much. Still, He pardons much. If He doesn't pardon much, life will be more and more difficult. So every one of us must question herself when we have trials and hardships in our life. Oh Allah, why I have a trial now? I was living a good life. What happened? What happened, oh Allah? No, you are supposed to say, what happened, oh myself? What sins I did that caused me to be exposed to these trials and hardships? I must did sins so that Allah is exposing me to these trials and hardships. And basically, I must know what is the definition of a sin so that when I question myself about sins, I will be clear. Okay, what is a sin? Okay. In Islam, we have big sins and small sins. Okay, the big sins is, you know, to forget about prayer, not to pray, to treat your parents in a bad way. You know, these are the two. And the first one is not to be clear regarding the belief in the oneness of Allah. Not to be clear regarding the belief in the Day of Judgment. When you waste your time with the television or the computer or whatever regarding the worldly life and you don't have half an hour for the Book of Allah, this is a sin. Because this is the Book of the Knowledge. Why you have time for everything? You have time to cook, you have time to eat, you have time to sleep, you have time to go out, you have time for the computer, this is the most important, you have time for WhatsApp, you have time for Facebook. Yes, very important. This is extremely important. But when someone will tell you, 15 minutes, not for Allah, this is for you, to know the rules, so that you can follow it, to have the knowledge, which will be questioned about the Day of Judgment, I don't have a minute.
I don't have a minute for the class. I don't have a minute for the Quran. I don't have time to have sincerity with Allah in my prayer. How you will pray with sincerity if you don't have classes like this? If you are not connected to the Holy Quran, you will never be sincere in your prayers. And if your prayers lose the sincerity, this is equal to zero. So you are not praying. So you are not connected with Allah. So you don't have a relation with Him. So you are a big sinner with your Lord, who is the source of all the blessings. He is giving you everything, and you are rejecting Him. No problem. Excellent. You will pay the price. You are the one who chooses the sins. So all the time you must question yourself, because most of the people are under the impression that the sinner is the one who is not a Muslim. The sinner is the one who is a killer or whatever. No, we are all sinners. We are all Muslims and we are all sinners because we are not obeying Allah as He commanded us. We don't have a relation with His book of guidance at all. Most of the rules of the Quran are not known to most of the Muslims. Most of the rules of the Quran. Okay? Accordingly, He will give us disasters so that we will remember Him. Because we only remember Allah during the time of disaster. So I will remember, I must pray with sincerity. But from where can I buy sincerity? There is any place to buy sincerity? Facebook is buying sincerity? Yes, I must question myself. Chatting is buying the sincerity. Selling sincerity.
Allah has sent trial and tribulation to also the messengers. He sent trials, like Moses, for example, he killed a man.
Because they are teaching us, this is the messengers are teachers.
But it wasn't from their hands, it was a trial.
It was from their hands. Prophet Moses killed a man. He was a killer, okay? And he asked forgiveness from Allah. And yes, you don't know this?
Well, I was thinking that whatever path he was put on was to go to leave Egypt, to go to the promised land. So it was Allah that decreed that for him. But he sinned, he was, because they say prophets are sinless.
And they say what? They say, said, no, Prophet Muhammad, his shaitan was guided. So he did it.
But he had tests and
he has different tests, you know. This is because these are the teachers. The messengers are the teachers. They are teaching us how to handle the disasters and the trials. Because Prophet Moses, when he killed the man, immediately he repents to Allah. He repented to Allah and he say, oh Allah, I had oppressed myself, so forgive me. Okay, so we are learning how to ask Allah's forgiveness immediately after we sin from the story of Prophet Moses. Okay, in every story of every prophet, you know, there is a lesson. Why Allah is sending the messengers to teach us. In every aspect. Why Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, married 13 wives? Because he wanted, this is a lesson to teach us that a Muslim husband can marry a widow. He can marry a divorced woman. He can marry a poor one. He can marry a very old. He can marry very young. He can marry from another religion. Okay, for every one of them, of these marriages, there was a lesson to learn. Okay, so forget about the messengers, okay? I want you, when you learn about being a sinner, immediately to blame yourself. Immediately. This is the lesson of learning about being a sinner. All of us are sinners, but the best are the ones whom they repent quickly. Why? Because I realized that I did a sin. So the proof that I have a good quality and a good heart, that I return to Allah quickly. But if I try to find excuses, what is the problem with me? Everyone is a sinner. Everyone is wasting her time. At least for me, I recite the Quran and I waste my time. There are people whom they only waste their time. No, if I have this attitude, I will never return to Allah. Okay? So when you want to have the right relation with Allah, don't compare yourself with others. Otherwise, Allah will be at the end of your list, at the end. Because unfortunately, 90% of the people, Allah is not the top or the middle of the list. Allah knows where is He regarding most of the people. So regarding being close to Allah, say to yourself, I want to be the best. I am a sinner. All of us are sinners. I am a sinner. And I am always doing sins. But I always repent and return and ask Allah's forgiveness. And I always blame yourself. And to know the sign that you fear Allah is that you always blame yourself all the time. When I come to the masjid, 3 minutes late, I blame myself. Maybe I come and there is no sister. They are all late also. But this is none of my business. My business is my relation with Allah, the one who has the will to control the whole life. I want to be the best believer, the best servant regarding Allah, because Allah is the top of my priority. Because I don't want to have sin, then I will pay the price. Okay, let us now recite another verse which will clarify to us why there is corruption and why corruption is spreading on the earth in different forms and shapes. We will recite now from Surah number 30, verse number 41. This knowledge which you are learning today are fundamental, basic knowledge for every believer. Okay, most of the Muslims are not aware of it. This is not your problem. This is their problem. I will not be questioned about the nation on the Day of Judgment. I will be questioned about Mona. And my duty is to save Mona. Okay, so all praise to Allah. I am always very grateful to Allah that Allah is teaching us, guiding us to learn this knowledge. Surah number 30, verse number 41. I want you always, when you open the television and you hear the news, to remember this verse of the Quran. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman. Surah number 30, verse number 41. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون.
Corruption has appeared throughout the land and sea by reason of what the hands of people have earned. So He, Allah, may let them taste part of the consequence of what they have done, that perhaps they will return.
To Allah. Okay, you see, sister, this is what is going on in our life now. Corruption, corruption, corruption. The relation between the husband and the wife, family relation, politics, whatever, all equal to life of corruption. Gay marriage and whatever is going on in the worldly life now is only equal to corruption. Why, O Allah, corruption? What is the reason, O Allah, why you are giving us corruption, causing us? No, no, no. It is the hands of the people because of what they have earned. It is because of you. You are the cause of the corruption. We are the cause of the corruption. So Allah, what you will do with us with that corruption? Why? So that we can taste part of the consequence of what we have done. Okay, we are not obeying Him. We are not sincere to Him. We don't have the manners of Islam. We are not treating each other in the right way. Most of our families are broken. Most of our relations are not right. But all of this is against the commands of Allah. Yes. All of this is equal to corruption. Yes. We are the cause of all of this. Yes. So what will be the consequence? Disasters. Okay? This snow which was in Dallas. Did you see the snow in Dallas? You can't imagine. As if this snow is, you know, in, for example, Chicago. Severe. Severe snow and ice in Dallas. Why? It is in the south. South is not supposed to have this severe snow. Yes, but this is the disaster to which they must pay the price. And the price is actually paid by everyone because of the corruption. Who is having mental peace? Who is having, you know, good relation with the ones whom they care for? Who is feeling that he is satisfied with his life? Who is having the acceptance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding all his decrees? There is no, most of the people are not. Most of the people are living the artificial happiness. the happiness of the Facebook and the happiness of the clothes and the happiness of the car and the yes, most of the human beings. But this is not the real happiness. Because the real happiness is in the heart. And the heart is controlled by Allah. And Allah is putting us in disasters because of our sins. So I must all the time be busy reviving my relation with Allah. When I try to question Allah, oh Allah, why you put me in disaster? Okay, I am not supposed to waste my time in questioning Allah. I am supposed to use my time to question myself. Mona, what did you do? There is something wrong you are doing in your life, which is blocking Allah's mercy, which is putting you in disasters. Try to check again and again. There is something going on. When you will remove that cause, inshallah, the door will be opened for Allah's mercy. The disaster will end. Everything will be all right. So don't waste your time being angry with Allah because of His decree, but use your time to question yourself. What is the relation between me and Allah? Where is Allah in my list? Do I have a sincerity with Allah the Almighty? Do I believe in reality that I must obey Him? And when I obey Him, I must be so grateful to Him. Being obedient to Allah equals that you must be grateful to Allah. Because being obedient to Allah means that you have a good relation with Allah. You are not doing sins. Inshallah, there will be no problem in my life. But I have some problems. No, these are not problems. This is the mercy of Allah, which you don't understand. Okay, so let us stop here, sister, because the topic is not easy. Okay, to believe in Allah's decree or the destiny of Allah is not easy, but it is the most important topic in the belief in Allah, so that inshallah it will be the source of your reassurance, your happiness, your acceptance, good relation with Allah, being a stable human being, trying to utilize every minute of your life in the best way, inshallah.
Okay, I want you to put it again, because this is very important.
Difficult,
the feeling of everyone.
Difficult in the aspect of, you know, as we are human beings, we don't know the unseen. Only Allah knows. So it's difficult to just open our hearts and say, okay, whatever you want, Allah, here I am. You would want to. I mean, me personally speaking, anyway, I wish. Sometimes I try to remind myself, yes, just whatever trials you're going through, just say, Allah, I trust you. I put my hands in your life. But at times, because we are human, we want to know, how come? What's the future? You know, 5 days from now, what's going to happen? Or a year from now, how is it going to be? We want to know just so we can have that peace of mind immediately. But we just have to keep reminding ourselves that Allah knows best. We don't know. And just leave everything to Allah. But it's not an easy thing to do.
Yes, you know, Cecilia, it is not an easy thing to do. But it is more difficult to be worried about the future, which you will never know what will happen in it. If you try, you know, to send a message to yourself, let us try to change our attitude. I will never think of tomorrow. Today, I will obey Allah. Today, I will be a very good human being with everyone, not just regarding worship, acts of worship. No, in everything, I will be the best human being today. If you are the best human being today, you will feel a lot of reassurance and peace in your spirit. Because Allah will shower you with this feeling. Because you deserve that feeling. Because you are trying to be a good servant to Allah, and you are not exceeding your limits. Tomorrow is not part of your knowledge. You are not supposed to know tomorrow. Focus on today, only today. So if you try to have this habit, when the shaitan will come and tell you what will happen after 5 days, what will happen next month, you will be alive or not. Maybe I will not be alive. Why I am worried about a week from today? Maybe a week from today I will not be around. Maybe there is a possibility. So why? Okay? So all the time try to change your habits. Okay? Say to yourself, today is the end of my life. I want to live it with Allah in the best way. So that maybe I will meet Allah tonight. what I will say to Allah. I was focusing on tomorrow. I will not focusing on today. When you try to focus on today and to forget about tomorrow, believe me, Celia, I was all the time a worried human being or a worried spirit. Very worried. And my father was always telling me when he was alive, you are so worried. All the time you are worried. Okay? What will happen now? What will happen tomorrow? If you travel, what will happen? Who will live with us? Who will take care? What? Okay? Then when I tried to become closer to the Quran and to have the depth of the relation with Allah the Almighty, gradually I am changing myself. When I will have the shaitan to whisper to me, Mona, what will happen to you tomorrow? I always say to myself, I am living today. Tomorrow is not for me. Tomorrow is with Allah. Allah is the most merciful. I am obeying Him. Inshallah, tomorrow will be good. Let me focus on today and be busy. Be busy. This is the most important of being busy all the time. But sisters, while you are busy, be busy with something which is pleasing Allah. Don't waste 2 hours or 3 hours just for the Facebook, actually, because I have a class or classes about how the Facebook is a total destruction to the human being spirit. Okay, I have it in Arabic. Yes, most of the people will be very upset with me. No problem. there must be someone who will say a different point of view. Okay, we cannot all have one point of view. So I am always the person having the different point of view, and the people are upset with me. In my Arabic class, most of the sisters are very upset with me. And I always say to them, thank you very much. I want Allah to be pleased with me. I will say the truth, even all of you are upset. The Facebook is total destruction for everything, okay? So don't waste your time. And I will tell you just a minute why I am against the Facebook. Because most of the people, what they put on the Facebook, the happy minutes, not the unhappy minutes.
I used to be on Facebook, and I left maybe a year ago. I haven't been back since. It's just nothing but a lot of trash, and there's no privacy. Everybody knows everything, you know, about your life, and there's no privacy, nothing.
This is number one. But also, the most important, Daniel, is that most of the people are putting the happy minutes or events of their life, okay? This means that everyone is happy. Suppose now, today, I have problems in my life, for example. Okay, I am not happy in my family or whatever. I am not married, I don't have kids, whatever. I have a problem. Suppose. Everyone's supposed to have a problem. For example, then I open the Facebook, I start to read. My friend, okay, she had a baby last week, mashallah, alhamdulillah, very happy. That one is having a very big wedding, mashallah, excellent. That one is traveling to Paris to enjoy the New Year. Oh, mashallah, this one, what about me, oh Allah?
They had a study about people going to Facebook, and then you feel more unhappy about their life after going to Facebook than not going to Facebook.
You see? And some of them, they commit suicide. I will give you that paper about committing suicide because of the Facebook. You know why? Because now it is Dhuhr prayer, for example. And after I revise the Facebook, everyone is happy. So I am the one. Allah is giving me the hard time. I will not pray. I am not praying. Why I will pray? They are not putting hijab. They are not obeying Allah. They have big weddings where they drink and do bad things, and they are very happy. So I am the one. I will pay all the price in this worldly life. Forget about it. I will be with them. They are lying. They are cheating. They are hypocrites. I will be like them. Correct? This is what is going on. This is the Facebook, exactly.
But there are Islamic pages where people are connecting to go to events. It depends on the use.
No, I don't agree for this. Why? Because they use it for Islam for 2 minutes. Use it for socialization for 3 hours. okay? And if I want to go to any of the Islamic events, okay, it is there. When you do Google, you can find it. It is not only through the Facebook. And if
you
this
can
is,
even have it, they email it to you.
Yes, and it's an email. Okay? And if those are the people whom they will attend the Islamic event, I don't want this Islamic event. Because it is not an Islamic event, it is a social event where I will put the best clothes. Okay.
For yes. example, like yes. the other day, I was looking at IC, the Islamic Circle of North America. They had a Facebook page. Like, I went on their website, and the website was down. So I went on the Facebook page to check something out to see what was, like, the attendance of the event, to see who people say going or not going. So
why?
I just wanted to have a...
See, this is the curiosity of the Facebook. The Facebook is increasing the curiosity for the people.
So I went to the page and I checked it out. But I think, you know, the youth is the people. It's the people.
And you know, it is the problem that every one of us is sharing in the Facebook. If everyone will say no, I will not, you know, participate, or I will not have a Facebook. I will tell you one thing, you know, it comes to me by chance that one of the friends of my daughter in the college, you know, she gave to my daughter, you know, the password of her Facebook. And that Facebook will open to a lot of Facebooks, okay? And you can't imagine the pictures which are there in the Facebook. Most of the colleges, most of the college students are with the bikini, okay? With the bikini with the boys, okay? Jumping on each other, kissing each other. Yes, Daniel, yes. It was, and one by one, then I am telling you, all these are, you know, what they are studying. Chemistry, biology, they are the best, top of classes. These are the top of classes. These are the top of classes. No manners at all. At all. There are no manners. You can't imagine. You know, we are one family. One of the boys. You know, I will...
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.